In my last minute, I said that an independent model review would not normally need gender as a variable to determine if a model is biased. But there is one case where you do. To understand that, let's start with how a model can be biased. Suppose I build a model with gender as a variable, and it turns out to be significant. Does that make my model biased? The answer to that is more complicated than most people think, and it depends at least partly on the purpose and use of the model, not the model itself. Suppose the model's for longevity. Age researchers routinely model longevity, and gender, it turns out, is a truly significant variable. Or is it? If, and I think this turns out not to be the case, the difference between gender-based longevity was driven by proclivity to smoke, then it would make sense to replace gender with smoking as a variable in the model. If it's smoking that drives the prediction, and men are just more likely to smoke than women, it can look like gender is significant, but it's the smoking behavior that matters. In data science, we say in that case that smoking screens off gender. Using just smoking behavior would produce a more accurate model than using gender, since it's the smoking, not the gender, that's driving the difference. That's despite the fact that gender correlates with and appears significant to longevity. Adding gender to a model when it's screened off makes it worse, not better. This concept of screen off is the best way, really the only way, to think about variables and model bias. A good model never uses a variable that's screened off by another variable, and the inclusion of a protected variable or a strong correlate to a protected variable that's screened off by another factor in a model is good evidence of bias. Now, suppose that you're constructing a longevity model, but you're not supposed to use gender. You build the best model you can with the remaining variables. What's interesting is that in those remaining variables, there may now be variables that are quite predictive, but that would have been screened off by gender. Those variables are significant only because they correlate with gender. And if you're not supposed to use gender, you shouldn't use those variables either. That's the case for why, if you truly want to prevent a model from factoring in gender, and gender is truly significant, you'd have to have gender as a variable. Because sans gender, there's no way to know if any other variables are screened off by gender or not. It's easy to mistakenly fall into this kind of error, but people sometimes do more than fall into it. The most common and insidious kind of true bias in models comes from analysts using correlates that would never otherwise have been considered. A variable like height is almost certainly not a true predictor of longevity, and we all know that. But if it was a strong enough correlate to gender to function as a useful predictor in a model, it might be used that way. That's why the Apple defense, "we didn't collect it," is useless. Anyone with a fairly rich set of data, especially name, can reliably predict gender way above 90% of the time. Note, though, that longevity is an unusual case where we started with the idea that gender is actually an important and valid predictive variable in the best model. For the overwhelming number of real-world cases in question, race, gender, and age aren't valid predictors. That's the whole friggin' point of saying people shouldn't use them. And that changes the nature of the problem significantly.